The IOC, the International Olympic Committee, made a major announcement yesterday about the upcoming 2018 Winter Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea. The Russian national team would be banned from the events. The decision followed a long investigation into the alleged doping of Russian athletes. IOC officials found the Russian Olympic Committee guilty of illegally giving some of its athletes drugs to help them perform better. This doesn't mean that all Russian athletes will be kept out of the games. The IOC says that clean athletes from Russia can participate, but they'll have to be approved by a panel first. They'll be competing under the neutral Olympic flag, not the Russian flag, and if they win any events, the Olympic anthem, not the Russian one, will be played. So Russia won't officially win any Olympic medals in 2018. Some Russian officials are pushing for a boycott of the games, with one lawmaker calling the IOC's decision a humiliation and an insult, and a shame for the athletes. The New York Times reports that Russia's Olympic Committee will likely appeal the decision in court. In the U.S. Capitol, Democratic lawmaker John Conyers announced yesterday that he'd give up his seat in the House of Representatives. The 88-year-old from Michigan was the longest-serving member in the chamber, but he was under pressure to resign after multiple accusations came out that Conyers had sexually harassed women who worked with him. Conyers is one of several U.S. politicians, Democrat and Republican, who've been accused of this in recent months. But he's the first lawmaker to resign as a result. Several news and entertainment personalities have also been accused of harassment.